In Act 3, Scene 3 specifically, Iago used his seemingly trustworthy and honest appearance to cover up his deceitfulness throughout orchestrating the ultimate fall of Othello, thus showing the usage and contrast of appearance versus reality, as well as manipulation of truth and information to help Iago in getting what he wants, no matter who he hurts along the way.
How does Iago manipulate Othello so that Othello is now suspicious of Cassio and Desdemona? What steps does he take to manipulate Othello?
Iago manipulates Othello by saying that he heard Cassio talk about Desdemona in his dream, and he makes Amelia steal the handkerchief and say that Cassio has it. The steps he takes is that he has Amelia steal the handkerchief, and then he has her convince Desdemona to help Cassio. And then he talks to Othello about the handkerchief, and then he puts the idea in Othello's head about cheating, and then he is just going to let Othello be self-destructive with jealousy. Some quotes to back this up are on page 147, line 475, One of this kind is Cassio. In sleep I heard him say, sweet Desdemona, let us be weary, let us hide our loves. Quote 2 is on page 149. Line 493, have you not sometimes seen a handkerchief spotted with strawberries? I am sure it was your wives. Did I today see Cassio wipe his beard with?
What is the psychology being used here? Specifically, how does Iago use reverse psychology and irony to manipulate Othello? Why is this so effective? Would it be this effective today?
Iago uses irony because everyone thinks he is honest and trusts him. But in reality, he's not trustworthy. And the quote to back this up is when Othello believes Iago when he says, in Venice, they do not let God see the pranks. They dare not show their husbands. Their best conscience is not leaving undone, but keep it unknown. And then it's effective because Othello trusts him. And when Iago tries to convince Othello that Desdemona's cheating on him, he believes it because he gets very jealous of her since he loves her so much. And the quote that backs this up is, this fellow's of exceeding honesty and knows all quality with a learned spirit of human dealings.
How does Iago manipulate other characters as well as explore Amelia's role in this act?
Iago manipulates others in many different ways, specifically when he gets Amelia to do his dirty work and steal the handkerchief. So, because Amelia wants to be loved by Iago and wants attention from him, she will steal it for him and convince Desdemona, like, without question. Like, she'll do it with no reason from Iago. Because Iago has control over Amelia, he can manipulate her into being a part of the plan, and she doesn't even know, like, why she's doing it. So it just shows the dominance and the gender roles that men have over women in this time period.
So how does Iago use appearance versus reality throughout his plan?
Iago appears and presents himself as honorable and trustworthy, who has never and will never do anything wrong. But in reality, he is the mastermind behind many lies, and ultimately he is the reason that Othello and Desdemona die. In trying to convince the Duke that Othello is not an honorable and trustworthy man, Iago says, she that's so young could give out such a seeming to steal her father's eyes of clothes as oak. He thought 'twas witchcraft, but I am much to blame. So this appears as if Othello used witchcraft to make Desdemona fall in love with him, but in reality she loves him for his stories.
Throughout the play, how does Iago demonstrate the theme of manipulation of truth and information?
Iago manipulates others into doing his dirty work in a way where he plants his ideas and spread lies that people believe, and then he just walks away from it, so he's not involved. Some quotes to back this up are, I know not that, but such a handkerchief, I am sure it was your wife's. Did I today see Cassio wipe his beard with? And this shows manipulation because Iago plans and orchestrates the plan and then lies so he can manipulate his way to prove what he wants.
In conclusion, Iago manipulates the truth and information and also fools the appearance of reality. Iago uses manipulation of the truth and information to convince Othello, Desdemona, and Cassio are cheating by saying certain things in a certain way, having others do his dirty work, such as Rodrigo and Emilia, and keeping himself out of the situation, allows him to maintain his position of running the show. By planting an idea in Othello's mind and letting him run with it, Iago knows that psychologically, the mind will convince itself of this lie and will drive Othello mad and cause him to do irrational things. Knowing that this could be the downfall of Othello and the rise for himself, Iago manipulates Othello with his own mind. By having people like Emilia do his dirty work, it is clear that throughout this scene, Iago has manipulated others to help him blindly, because of how he treats them and because of how he is known as an honest man. Iago's plan has developed because he has kept himself out of the position of the troublemaker and yet has still gotten the job done. He has made it appear as if everyone else is to blame, but the reality of it is that he has manipulated them and is a brilliant mastermind.